Last week, I attended a choral concert, and I experienced what I believe is the most beautiful piece of music I have ever heard. It was the Benedictus, a movement from a work entitled The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace. It was written by modern Welsh composer in memory of the victims of the Kosovo crisis in 2000. The composer's name is Carl Jenkins. I say I experienced the Benedictus because that's exactly what happened. The opening of the piece was a duet with organ and cello. Of course, it didn't hurt that our own Chris Wasilik happened to be at the organ. The organ opened, quiet, calming, soothing, and then the cello. I love the cello. And this one was magnificent. Full, resonant, and the most moving melody. Simple but deeply soulful. The cello began, and when it did, the tears started streaming down my face. I can't explain those tears, really, but I know that I felt as much as heard that beautiful sound. I will never forget it. I talked about that experience later with a friend, and he suggested that I listen to the movements in the Mass immediately preceding this Benedictus. I did. Those movements are entitled Charge, with an exclamation mark, Angry Flames, Torches, Agnus Dei. They include, literally, wailing, screams, cries, a bell tolling mournfully in the distance, shrill, uncomfortable, loud, discordant, interruptive sounds. As I listened to that portion of the Mass, without too much effort, I pictured chaos, the chaos of war, the horror of death, the depths of grief, mothers wailing for their lost children. I pictured a world shattered, unsteady, changing beneath my feet. I pictured pain, pain with wide jaws and relentless pursuit and stubborn release. And then, as the music continued, suddenly, from nowhere, it seemed unexpected, complete grace, flowing almost as if from heaven itself, the Benedictus, the blessing, with its soothing lines and transformative melody, bringing me to tears once again. In the days since that experience, I've thought so much about this music. I've thought so much about how my experience really is all our experience. The movement in the music, from the shrill, dissonant chaos, screaming, wailing, immediately to the beautiful blessing. The movement between the utter chaos and the sheer beauty. I've thought about the experience of living between the two, especially in these days around Easter, when we have gone through the horror of Good Friday, the fear of Holy Saturday, the glory of Easter morning, and then it's Monday again. Especially in these days, I thought about how my experience with this music really is all of our experience between Sundays and Mondays. An experience between what happens and what we say and how we feel when we are here together with our people, when all is right with us and with God, when we proclaim He is risen, God is stronger than death, all is well and all shall be well and all manner of things shall be well. And then life happens. We leave here, and the chaos surrounds and engulfs us. Our loved ones get sick, and our children struggle, and our marriages fall apart, and we lose our jobs. In the bigger picture, in our world, chemical attacks kill people, and missiles sail through the air in retribution, and genocide happens every day somewhere, even if it never makes the news headlines. And brothers and sisters do not have enough to eat, and they have no roofs over their heads, and they have no access to health care. There is the here, right now, all of us together and happy. And then there is the out there, as soon as we step foot outside these walls. There is the charge and the angry flames and the torches, and then there is the Benedictus. And where are we? What are we to say? How are we to feel? What are we to do with these two contradictory realities? Where is God? And what does God have to say to us about living in between? I invite you into the psalm this morning. I invite you to picture it, to see it, to hear it, to feel it, to experience it. It's an unsettled scene. The earth changing, the mountains themselves shaking. Can you even imagine our mountains shaking? Of rough waters roaring and foaming, of tumult and torrent, of fear and trembling. Because, of course, the chaos always and ever draws us toward the fear. And suddenly, unexpectedly, flowing from somewhere else into the midst of that chaotic picture runs a river. A river of all things. A river bringing gladness in her arms and leaving hope and joy on the banks as she keeps flowing. A river delivering help to God's children who are in a heap of trouble, who are engulfed by fear. Delivering help and hope just at the moment when the darkness turns to dawn. It is the river bringing God's presence and delivering the hope for a better day. Can you see it? I invite you into the other text for this morning. Perhaps John paints the most beautiful scene in all of Scripture, the holy city. The picture of this beautiful place comes from John's pen, but it does not come without cost. It does not come in a vacuum. John and his fellow Christians live in a very dark, scary time. They are being persecuted by the Roman government. They are afraid for their lives. They are afraid of what the next hour will bring. It is dark. And suddenly, unexpectedly, flowing in from someplace, comes this picture of God's faithful presence. The holy city, when all will be well and whole and beautiful, the water of the river of life itself flowing right through the middle of the city, bringing light and life, nothing but life. God in the midst of the city, God in the water, God replacing the water of tears with the glory of light and life. I am struck during this season after Easter, Eastertide for all you liturgical nerds like me, I am struck at the contrast. I'm struck at the two pictures painted so vividly for us in these biblical texts, the both and. In the faith we profess at Easter, and then the chaos of what seems to be real life, how is it that we can live in the chaos and in the darkness with our sin and with the sadness of the world, with the weight of the struggle? How is it that we can live there? What keeps us from total despair and darkness and death? How is it that we can live there and in the holy city? How do we exist in both places? The picture of chaos and fear and the picture of wholeness and wellness and life that we profess. My friends, I'm not here this morning to give any definitive answers. I'm not here to deliver any trite platitudes. I'm not here to reiterate to anybody that most unbiblical of notions that God will never give us more than we can handle. I'm not here to fix anybody or anything. What I am here to do is to invite you into the text, to see and experience and acknowledge the chaos and the darkness. The psalmist insists upon it. To feel and see and hear and experience the mountain shaking and the sea roaring and foaming. To see and feel and experience and acknowledge the darkness of John's day when fear was the watchword. To acknowledge what we experience most every day of fear and darkness and death. And I'm here to issue the invitation of the text. Not every text for today, just these texts. To experience the water. The river water. I invite you to see and hear and feel and experience the river. I invite you to consider the things that happen at the river. The really good, powerful, transformative things. I invite you to consider God making good by way of the river on the outlandish, life-changing, earth-shaking promise to bring peace to the people in the midst of tumult. To bring stability when everything around them is shaking and falling apart. To bring help at the precise moment when darkness turns to dawn. I invite you to consider God by way of the river flowing through the middle of the heavenly city, showing God's own face in a place where there is no more night, no more death, no more pain, no more tears. Somewhere between the chaos and the fullness of God, we abide. one foot in both places for now. The dark is dark, to be sure, but the light is brighter still. That is our faith. That is ultimately our hope, and it is there we find our lives. That is the message, the hope, the experience that God gives us. God gives that to us. God washes over us with it and then sends us out into the world to tell, to share, to live, to do, to be, to love. The chaos is real and the dark is dark, but God's love and light in Jesus Christ is brighter still. Thanks be to God that even in the darkest moment, we can stand on the banks of the river, claiming faith in God who saves us and helps us, holding on to each other and singing together. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows from the throne of God. My friends, I'll meet you at the river. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.